Welcome back, everybody, to another X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming and Xbox community, and there are no crazy Xbox fans here. There's only gamers here who don't have an unhealthy relationship with Xbox that they freak out again and again and again. And that's what happened again this week in the Xbox world. The influencer world on Twitter, hey, big surprise, is toxic. Breaking news, it's toxic. Anyways, what happened? We found out that Sea of Thieves coming to PlayStation 5, Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment is the other small title, and Grounded. They're going to, so Pentiment and Grounded going to Nintendo Switch, Hi-Fi Rush going to PlayStation 5, I believe.
And Sea of Thieves.
And Sea of Thieves as well going to PlayStation 5. So, and those make sense to me. Absolutely makes sense. Now, we already knew this was happening. First, there was an OG freakout on the interwebs when
OG
the rumors.
Freak out. What do you mean?
When
OG?
The rumors, the original
two weeks
freakout.
Ago. 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Then we had the business update. They explained what was coming. Then two days ago.
80% of the rumors were wrong.
80% of them were wrong. People had a lot of egg on their face. But when you overreact to such an extent, you're kind of stuck and forced to. A lot of these guys have backed themselves into a corner. What's interesting is, and so, anyways, I'm jumping around. So the news drops. It's coming to Nintendo. We know the official games, and the freak out begins again with these same guys saying, "I'm getting rid of my Xbox. I'm burning my Xbox." You want to know what they never say though? And I've retweeted some of them and have said this. They never say, "I'm unsubscribing to Game Pass. I'm getting rid of Game Pass." All they say is, "I'm done. I'm no longer getting an Xbox console." Okay, well, that's the point, bro. Why don't you say you're done with Game Pass? Why? Because the value's undeniable. And that's the point. That is absolutely the point. Anyway, Sea of Thieves on PlayStation 5, I think it makes complete sense. I think it's a strategic win for Xbox. We talked about this before, now that we know, and it's confirmed, and Grounded as well makes sense. And so does Pentiment, not a huge game. And so does Hi-Fi Rush, not a huge game either. All of them have been on Xbox exclusively for a while now. Makes sense, especially as the live of service games, why they would come to PlayStation 5. It's going to be cross-play from the ground, from the giddy up.
Yeah, for Sea of Thieves. Well, Sea of Thieves makes sense, especially.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, I'm wearing my Pirate Legend
yeah,
shirt today.
Yeah, you are.
So I told David so I can speak from a place of authority
yes,
on this issue.
I like it.
I am a Pirate Legend.
Which is an incredible feat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had help, I'll be honest, but
you grinded with other people. Yeah.
But Sea of Thieves came out in, what is it, March of 2018? Which
is 2017,
which is just,
I think.
No, 2018, because it'll be 6 years. Yeah, so we're just shy of 6 years.
I think it's 7 years.
No, it's 18.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Dude,
March 2018.
The bastard of booty, known as Jordan.
Yeah, 2018. So we're just shy of 6 years. It's a live service game. This game only benefits from more players. I don't see the conflict of releasing it on PS5. You've had it day and date for 6 years. You've had all the exclusivity for 6 years. And I think it coming to PlayStation is good.
Yeah.
I think, David, you said this earlier. Well, you said that, I don't know when you said this, but I heard it earlier today. I think people's hatred of PlayStation is greater than their love of Xbox.
That's what these influencers, that's why I think that's projection. I think that they are taking their ball and going home, and they never really loved Xbox. They love to hate PlayStation.
Well, and the other thing I want to say, because I disagree with you a little bit about...
Me on that, everyone. They didn't love Xbox. They loved to hate PlayStation.
Yeah, well, because...
Unquote. X1 the gamer.
Okay.
Thank you. So Spencer's going to say that. Next watch.
It's kind of, because I disagree with you a little bit on, like, there's no point to the console, because like what you said earlier, like, that's okay. You said people are getting rid of their consoles, but they're keeping Game Pass. That's the point. I think you're right. I think the point is to be on Game Pass, but
no. What I mean by saying, like, that's the point is you're proving the model correct.
Well, yeah.
Like, you're... It's foolish, and you're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Well, I still think there's one. I think some people don't get this. I think there's incredible value to the console. The console has two very huge perks because the big thing now, and we've gotten this, and it's a fair question. Why don't I just get a PC? You know, Game Pass is on PC. Like, why don't I just get a PC, right? I think the two main issues, well, not issues, you know, but the two main reasons people get consoles is one, price point. For what you're getting, the bang, what do you call it, bang for your buck, is incredible. For $500, you're getting a fairly, to today's standards, right, a fairly high-end PC that can run these games well.
Yep.
And the second biggest thing is ease of use. There's literally, because of, you know, Wi-Fi, right, there's literally two cords that you plug one into the wall, and you plug an HDMI into your TV, you hit the power button, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? The ease of use, and I think a lot of people overlook that, and especially this week when I've seen a lot of people, like, David, you said, oh, I'm just going to PC. People just need to buy a PC.
That's fine.
That's fine. But I think they missed the purpose of the console. Because Xbox, as of right now, is the most powerful console. It's slightly, like, if you look at the spec sheet, it slightly beats the PlayStation 5.
Sure.
And you get Game Pass only on Xbox now, according to Microsoft. Well their suite, right? The Xbox platform, which pushes to PC. And you get day and date on Xbox Game Pass, right? Boom. So there's many reasons to have this Xbox, but I don't think people realize how many, I guess, gamers in the world are not, let's say, literate enough to use the computer. Because the computer is, I don't want to be rude when I say that.
Let's not say literate. Let's say have the time to put into optimizing their gaming experience
on
the computer. Yes,
for example, and I'll give you and these examples, you'll think, oh, Jordan, you're an idiot. I know how to do that. Yeah, but you'd be surprised at how many people don't know how to do that. Just install.
Case in point, Jordan called me today to figure out how to install
it. Yeah, well, that was a little bit, couple layers deep
to his PC. And I helped him. I walked him through it.
The physical part was easy, but the software.
I bring this up only because he is a seasoned veteran for a PC.
There was an issue, it wouldn't show up. I called Mark, I said, hey, it's doing that. And we went through and we fixed it, right? Now, the point, and I got that NVMe drive because it's a 2 terabyte NVMe drive, and it's strictly for games because I'm tired of being the last one in the tank. You know what I mean? I'm strictly, you know, last so strictly for games. to the console's point, all you do is plug in an external hard drive and it works. That's the appeal to the console, and it's interesting that everybody's they're knocking the console out. For reasons I don't think they're fully thinking of. Well, the big reason is day and date. Why don't I get an Xbox? Well, the reason you get an Xbox is because Elder Scrolls 6 is going to be on Xbox day one on Game Pass and nowhere else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, let's be clear. Not everyone. In fact, I would say 99% of Xbox gamers don't care about this at all. We're addressing the annoying internet in so-called influencers who need to go see a therapist, honestly.
Well, no, I've just, it was interesting because I've been seeing that question a lot on Twitter. And then we got that question a lot too in some of our videos, some of our content. And I think it's a fair question. Why don't I get a PC? And I was thinking,
you can if you want to.
No, yeah. But a lot of people don't have money to spend on a high end PC like they do a console. And I was really thinking about it today. Ease of use, like you don't realize how easy the console is to use.
Yeah.
Another case in point, David had to reinstall Baldur's Gate 3 about 50 times because there was an issue with Steam and his hard drive that took a while to figure out.
It wasn't my issue.
Well, it was a computer issue.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen on the console, right? The other thing about the console that's nice is you don't necessarily have to worry about optimizing your graphics for certain games because it's not running properly. It does that for you. You know, it's just the reason people get consoles is for ease of use and price point.
Well, also, It really is. The Game Pass experience on the Xbox is superior, right now at least, to the Game Pass experience on the PC even. It just works better. Yeah. It is better. Sarah Bond has said the marquee experience will always be on Xbox for Game Pass.
Anyway, I thought it was an interesting question.
Spicy, thoughts on Sea of Thieves? Thoughts on Grounded? Thoughts on these games?
Grounded going to the Nintendo is totally makes sense with that game. That game should probably have started on Nintendo. I don't know.
I actually think that game is going to do really well on Nintendo.
I think it'll do really well. So Sea of Thieves, what's interesting too is it's, I don't know if we mentioned it, it's crossplay from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crossplay.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just going to PC. It's bringing in a whole bunch of new players to this ecosystem of this game.
Have we just opened up the possibility for console pirate wars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be people that are like, because there's an Xbox ship.
And it will say, right? It will say, well, I mean, other games do. Maybe it won't.
Usually.
But other games say, like, where you're playing from.
I don't know why they do this. I think it's a pride thing. When you're on the consoles, they hide the opposing logo.
That's true, yeah.
But when you're on PC, like, for example, if I'm playing Modern Warfare, it'll just have, like, a screen and a controller symbol. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a PC will be, like, a desktop, and then it'll be, like, a keyboard or a controller, what they're using. And that's all you see. But then you jump over to the PC, you'll actually see the Xbox logo and a controller, and then the PS5 or the PlayStation logo and a controller. But for some reason, it's like, yeah, it's just, it's funny. Like, they're just little things, like, yeah, it's just weird why they don't. I guess I get why they don't show the opposing logo on their console, but I do think it's funny.
Spicy. Continue, though. Sea of Thieves PlayStation guys coming into the ocean
with
us.
It's injecting a whole bunch of new players and hype to this to a great game. I don't usually browse Twitter, by the way. Social media is just not my thing. But I did see in an article I was reading, they linked to this post by Xbox at Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
As, you know, we're here, basically.
Surprise. After 10 years.
Which is super cool. And the comments I saw below that, I think Final Fantasy 14 has a pretty great community. I'm not sure. I'm not a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, they gotta. I mean, you got your corners you want to stay out of, like any other community, right? But for the most part, I mean, I think for the most part, they're good, decent human beings working a 9-to-5 and just playing games.
I saw comment after comment after comment saying, Welcome to Final Fantasy 14, Sprouts, or whatever.
Yeah, because so when you first, Final Fantasy has a system, like when you first log in, like if you're new, you have like a little sprout icon above your head, so people know that you're basically a loser.
Yeah.
You know? Like, look at that guy, look at that new person. You know.
The reason,
but it's just, yeah, they're Sprouts.
The reason I bring that up is the contrast I think these people understand, as I would say, MMO players understand how important it is to have hype behind a game, hype behind
an injection of players.
MMOs are live, you know, the more players you have, the more excitement there is, the more the servers are populated, the more fun essentially can be had with that, you know? So I bring that in contrast up to certain players not happy. Or certain Xbox players or whoever they are, or the influencers, not happy with injecting life into this game. It is odd to me to see that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, where going with this? Yeah. Here's the thing. It's people who, again, identified more with their hatred of PlayStation mm-hmm. than with their love for Xbox. That's it. And I don't even want to say love for Xbox, but their love for gaming. Like, their identity was fully tied. And you can see it. They're completely projecting. I told a few of them that you're, hey guy.
Yeah. I was getting my haircut this week, and I was talking to Barbara Blake, who is a huge Sea of Thieves guy.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what do you think? Are you mad? He goes, no, you know, more players, right? What's wrong with that?
I'm happy that people are going to be having fun with a game that they can play that they otherwise did not have access to.
To be honest, it might benefit me. I can kill all these new people that don't know what they're doing yet. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is absolutely 100% the take that you should have.
Yeah, like, all right. PvP is going to be great
they
for like
have
a
no
next,
idea what
for the next
are
yeah
like.
For the next 2 weeks PvP is going to be great
pirate,
and the idea that it somehow destroys the Xbox is incredibly short sighted.
Well, especially,
and it's incredibly foolish, and it's the take my ball I'm going home mentality. Now, if you are someone that has concerns about this and you think, well, is it worth it for me to buy an Xbox? That's normal. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people who literally. Because a seven-year-old game,
six
according to Jordan, he's wrong. Seven-year-old game,
March 2018,
is going to PlayStation. You're leaving Xbox for forever. Like, it's complete foolishness. Let's, before we jump into the next topic, let's take some super chats, though. If you want to support the show, guys, you can do so. YouTube.com/X1Bros. Become a member. Consider becoming a member. We do members-only lounges right after this show. We do extra videos. There's Baldur Gates gameplay, which is a ton of fun. Check that out. And there's going to be more coming that way. Reactor Leak upgraded to Tier 4 Atriox. He dropped 5 X1 Bro memberships. And he says, missed you guys. I don't care which system has what I always go with, the proactive service Xbox rather than the reactive PlayStation. Amen, Reactor Leak. There's also a cool new feature where players can thumbs up and like the comments from Super Chat. So if you'd like to come in and leave a Super Chat and you don't want to become a member and you just want to leave Super Chats, you can do that as well to support the show. We appreciate everyone's support. Thank you. A huge shout out to Reactor Leak and everybody who's got a membership gifted from him. Make sure you drop a BFF emote, please. Spicy, any closing thoughts on the Hi-Fi Rush, the Pentiment, the Grounded?
Technically, we don't really... I mean, the Hi-Fi Rush thing, I think, wasn't it a leaked video? Well, it was a release video on accident, and they pulled it back, and now there's a Spanish version still out. So technically, it's not real, but it's real because we saw the trailer.
Yeah, it's not real, but we've already seen it. So it's real.
And that's in March, I think.
March 19th.
Yeah. No, Hi-Fi Rush is such a good game. I am very excited that people are going to... I mean, if you don't have an Xbox, if for circumstances you only have a PlayStation, it is a great game. Jump on it. Buy it. Support the developer because you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Not Game Pass players, but it's so good. It is a great, mm-hmm. great game. Especially if you like music like me. The whole game is about music. So, no, I'm excited. I think it's another way that they're going to inject, you know, funds for developers by having these older games be re-released on other platforms.
Well, I think it's a smart again, I'll just close and say, I think it's a smart strategic move. I think we're going to be proven, and Phil Spencer and the team at Xbox is going to be proven correct in this move. And oh, by the way, lest we forget, PlayStation's moving in the same direction. Mm-hmm. Microsoft is just leading the way. Again, we're living through this giant shift in gaming. And everybody agrees that. Even the people who are taking their ball and going home. They agree with that too. They've said it themselves. What do you think that giant shift looks like? This is what it looks like. Change is coming. Change is here, and it's exciting. It's exciting to be a part of. Jordan, Final Fantasy Online. For the first time ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was really exciting.
I downloaded it. It's an 8-gig download.
Yeah, it was almost emotional watching my, like, seeing my gamer tag and then seeing Final Fantasy 14 online underneath it. Because you're playing from the Xbox, it was pretty cool. So yeah, it's out. Well, okay, so it's an open beta right now on the Xbox, which basically means it's the free trial.
Yeah,
the full game isn't released. The free trial, you're not going to finish the free trial by the time the full thing comes out. I mean, maybe you will if you know life it, but I doubt you will. I forget how many expansions. I think it takes you. I think it used to take you to Heavensward. I think it takes you to Stormblood now. Someone can correct me, but it takes you all the way. You know, you get a lot of content in the free trial. Like it's a full game.
How long is open beta? Do you know?
I don't think it's going to be that long. They haven't given specific dates. The reason I don't think it's going to be that long. Well, let me explain this first. So the open beta is free trial only, which means if you're an existing player on another platform, you can't play unless you create a whole new account, because when you go to log in, it'll say this account is already bought in the game, you can't have a free trial on this account. Yeah. Blah, 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 right? So if you want to create a new Xbox Live account or a new Square Enix account and go play the free trial, and then when the main game comes out, use your other account. The reason is because I believe it links your Xbox account to
Final Fantasy
Square Enix.
Yeah,
so they don't. Yeah, I don't know why they just didn't release the whole thing. So anyway,
to follow up on the time frame, there is, like, to confirm, there is no deadline.
There is no deadline.
They expect it to be open beta for a few months.
See, I don't know. I think they can go. So the reason it's an open beta is probably just to make sure there's no significant issues with the Xbox hardware or something they didn't see. Because the game. It's already made. It runs on Windows. Xbox, from what I understand, is an extension of Windows. Like, it's not, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's not a difficult porting process.
Sure.
You know, it's streamlined would be the best.
Now you can just have ChatGPT do it, probably.
Yeah. Send this to Windows or what, you know.
Can you make this
Windows? The whole game is there. I think they're doing it to maybe just fine-tune things. Maybe Xbox wanted them to do things just to make sure there was no infrastructure issues, or I don't know. But the game is there. I think a couple months, I don't know. I think maybe, I'm going to guess here, and I don't know. So February, March, I would say maybe after March it'll full release. We know it's going to full release for sure, either on or before Dawn Trail, which is the new expansion this summer. But I think they can go sooner. I literally think this open beta is seriously just to maybe even test something on the back end to make sure everything's working properly before they release everything else. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be too much longer before we get the full release on Xbox.
Yeah.
I venture to say after March.
So if you've never, so I am someone who, I played Final Fantasy 15, but I don't know, I can't even name the character.
Oh, Mark, if you want to pause it real quick, 15. Please. That is the sprout everybody's talking about.
See, oh,
that
little, right there.
That little sprout, oh, yeah. Just, all it means is just you're just a new player.
So if I'm...
Or I think if you haven't played in so many months, it puts the little sprout icon there.
If I'm someone who has never played the Final Fantasy series, I'm not into it, what can I expect from this? Is it a separate story? Do I need to know anything? Are there Easter eggs? What... Am I missing out by not knowing anything?
No, I mean, it has your typical... I mean, every Final Fantasy, every mainline Final Fantasy is its own game. There is stuff that carries across, like, of course, you know, Chocobos, Gil, you know, there's common Final Fantasy tropes that are there, but it's an MMO, right? It's, well, I've heard, I think it was a YouTuber, I forget who it was, but they said Final Fantasy is a RPG MMO, whereas, like, World of Warcraft is an MMO RPG. So Final Fantasy, and the developers come out and said this, it's a Final Fantasy game first is their thing, and then an MMO second. I think they do a good job. They're, you know, I think they do a good job with what they do. I think their raids are really fun. Their dungeons are really fun. The story is very good, especially if you make it through all the expansions. We just, this latest expansion, Endwalker, just finished up one of the big storylines, and I'm excited to, you know, go into the next expansion and see where they go. But excellent. It's a very good game. I would suggest, this is just me, I would also suggest this for like Warcraft and stuff. I'm not a huge fan of skips. I think they take away a lot from the player. Even if you hate leveling and you hate the story, I would suggest just leveling a character from one going all the way through. I mean, this game is, the story is, this game is made for the story, right? You could tell,
yeah, that's one thing I remember.
You could tell the developer put a lot of effort into telling you this story. Yeah. And what's nice about it is it's actually a good story.
Yeah.
So
it's a plus.
Yeah. So it's worth, I think it's worth going through. Now, that being said, there are, I don't know if you can, I'm sure when the full, you can't do it right now in the free trial, I'm sure, but when the full game releases, they do have story skips and all this different stuff that you
now
can
it
buy
is
from the
up,
website.
What's the difference from the tutorial area versus, or like the OG areas versus modern Final Fantasy? I don't know how else to say that, but isn't it like two different games almost?
No.
Or just one is much more less grindy or just better.
Well, so what they've done, there used to be a, basically from A Realm Reborn to Heavensward, there used to be like, I don't know what it was, like 68 quests or something that you had to do. To my knowledge, they have like condensed that down. So they've gone through and they've tried to make the, just like World of Warcraft does, they've tried to make the leveling experience a little bit more, because it was, I remembered, like going from A Realm Reborn to Heavensward, it was like, dear Lord, like just go, oh, man,
on.
Like you
hang
can tell,
tight.
But you know, it's one of those things like at the time they were working on the expansion, but they still wanted to, you know, drip feed some content to the players. So you're trying to, you know, and they're building a story. You notice like there's things they do now that you don't see in the earlier parts of the game. Like, for example, in later expansions, there's a lot more voice acting.
Oh, I see.
Whereas, I mean, not everything is voice acted. There is still reading and chat bubbles and stuff like that that you'll, or quest dialogue. But you'll notice in later expansion that there's a lot more voice acting. So, you know, it's more, I don't want to say cinematic because they all kind of look the same. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's a really fun game. Now, to be honest, I have not played this game as hard as I've played World of Warcraft, but this is probably my, you know, it's up there. If I'm not playing World of Warcraft as my current MMO, it's usually this one I'm playing.
So this is number two for you?
Well, sometimes it goes to number one. Like, for example, when Shadowlands came out.
This went to number one.
Well, yeah.
Where do you put it in comparison?
Same with Battle for Azeroth.
Just for reference for players who have never jumped in and played this, where do you put this in comparison to an ESO?
I think it's better than ESO. Okay. That's just me.
Why?
I like the story better, and I like the mechanics better. I'm more of a tab targeting type of guy. Mm. And that's not to say that ESO's combat system is bad. I don't think it's bad at all, but I prefer the tab targeting.
What about class structure? Is there...
I really like how Final Fantasy does their class structure. So one character can be... They call them jobs. So one character can be every class. So you don't have...
What did you just say?
I said, is there a blow job?
No, I don't believe there is. But there is.
Hashtag dad joke.
In certain areas.
Yeah, I have been taken to...
That's an expansion class.
I have been taken to certain bars within the game, and there is a lot of shady stuff that goes on there.
Avoid those bars.
If you know Goldshire it's the every game's got it.
Avoid those bars. You're catching virus, your computer. Yeah.
So, I think it's a very good game.
Spicy, do you think you'll be jumping into Final Fantasy here?
I hope you guys do, because it would be fun to play with you guys.
In a perfect world, yes. In a perfect world where I have time to... MMOs
are
heavy.
Like, they are a commitment.
They are heavy.
It's like getting engaged.
It really is. Especially one that is like seasoned 10 years. Oh, gosh. There's too much to...
Yeah, now you know how there's that video, Jordan, that you showed us? Speaking spicy, saying there's just so much there. On how complicated World of Warcraft is, and he goes through like just to be a wizard.
By the guy named Venruki. He's a really good PvP player.
Does that exist here in Final Fantasy? Because if it does, I'm out.
Well, so what Final Fantasy does, and I wish World of Warcraft would do this, is there's a blanket statement: no add-ons allowed for Final Fantasy, like no third-party software allowed.
Okay.
Let's be specific, because there are some people that like, well, Discord's no third party software that manipulates the files is allowed, right? Okay. Like Discord is allowed. Of course, Discord is allowed. Yes. Yeah. You know, it's not, you know, the reason they do that is, because it's better. They don't have to, they don't have to design their fights around add-ons
because they want to control it.
Yeah. They don't have to design their fights around add-ons. One of the best things Final Fantasy does, I appreciate their raid system. Their dungeons are really good too, but their raid system in comparison to World of Warcraft, and this is where I'll get a lot of like, oh, you're an idiot. I think Final Fantasy's raid system is better because, one, there is next to no trash, which is fantastic. Because why do you raid?
To get loot.
To get loot and to fight the big bad boss. You don't want to do 30 minutes of trash just to die and reset at the beginning to run all the way back. Final Fantasy gets rid of all that. You spawn right at the boss. There's no trash. Are they called Alliance raids, which are the big raids? There is some little trash, but it's essentially, they almost teach you the next mechanic for the next boss. It's not like Warcraft trash. Anyway. I appreciate what Final Fantasy does with their raid. I really like their boss fights. I think they're fun. I think they're creative. They have a whole ultimate system that you can do, which is basically the highest tier of raiding. You don't get any extra gear for it, but you get cosmetics that you can show off to the world and say, hey, look, I'm better than you, which is always good.
It's always a plus.
Yeah. The only thing Final Fantasy lacks, I think, and they've been improving it, is their PvP is nowhere near as good as... I think World of Warcraft's PvP is better. World of Warcraft has its own PvP issues, but Final Fantasy is not a PvP game.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to do some PvP, it's there, and it's improved, and they made a really cool update a while ago during Endwalker that did make it more fun. But it's, you know, I wish they would... I hope they keep putting more effort into the PvP, because I do like PvP, and...
Did you ever, Spicy, did you ever try to start Final Fantasy Online?
You've
never even tried?
Never tried this one. I mean, so back to your original question. Yeah. In a perfect world, absolutely.
Yeah.
We just don't have time for...
Yeah, we need to get time.
For an MMO. I mean, MMOs, But that's kind of why MMOs are great. Yeah. Because of the time sink, because of the what you get out, what you put in, you get out generally in MMOs. But when you don't have that time,
If I were to
let's say I decide to start playing this, I start losing clients. I start getting in fights with my wife. I realize that my kid has grown up 6 months and I didn't even pay attention.
Wait, he's talking now?
Yeah.
Since when?
That's the risk you take when you play an MMO.
Yeah.
As a father, as a family, as a, you know, if you're single,
it's great.
Go for it.
Yeah, lose yourself.
That sounds awesome.
Lose yourself. Yeah, it is tricky. But it is tricky, these games. I definitely think I'll be jumping. I mean, I downloaded it.
Yeah, it's a free trial.
What I like about this game, and I started this game on the PC a few years ago, and I probably got like 6 hours in, 7 hours in, and I like
Sprout.
Yeah. I like though the story. Like, I like that I could play it as a single player, and I did not feel like I was missing anything. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Yeah, you can play through they call it the MSQ, the main scenario or the main story quest.
Yeah,
but no, it's really Final Fantasy isn't perfect. I there's things I wish they would do. You know, that they could borrow from World of Warcraft and vice versa, World of Warcraft from Final Fantasy. I think as a video game, it's really fun.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Jordan, after we got some more Super Chats here. Super Shocker gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Huge shout-out to Super Shocker. Appreciate it. And then he left this comment on another Super Chat, 669. He says, MMOs are games you take on the trip to Mars. 6 months with nothing to do while stuck in a spacecraft. No bigger than a small camper van. That's when you play the MMO. This is true.
100%.
Well said.
Although there may be some latency with the...
That was Starlink. You know, and is latency that big a deal in MMOs?
Well, if you're in Mars,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, I've been looking at Final Fantasy. Is it Rebirth?
Yeah, that's Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
I love how condescending he was answering that question to you, David.
Thank you, Jordan.
That makes me feel good. That's the crowd I expect from an MMO.
Because I have Jordan's PlayStation 4. Upstairs with me now, and I'm using it as a Blu-ray player. It's my Blu-ray player. Mm-hmm. Blu-ray, by the way, fantastic. It's fantastic. I just bought John Wick on Blu-ray just to watch. Also, I've realized...
Just to watch.
Just watch.
That is great.
Dude, no, Blu-ray...
Is that why you bought the Blu-ray, no, David? Yeah,
no, Blu-ray... Crazy. Blu-ray is superior to streaming, and when you have a really nice TV, it shows. It's amazing.
I bought a TV just to watch.
Yeah, nice. See, so you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyways, also, I've realized my favorite genre of movie is revenge porn. Like John Wick. Violent revenge porn.
It's not revenge porn.
That's what I'm calling it.
Also, I don't think I don't think you're allowed to say that on YouTube.
I don't mean
the P word. I don't think you're allowed to say
like,
that.
That's basically what it is. Like, it's awesome to watch this.
It's like that.
These dudes just destroy people.
That scene in Princess Bride when he's like, "You keep using that word. I don't think you know what it means.
Anyways, yeah, because I saw Beekeepers the other day, and that's what that is too. Oh. It's so good.
We got chat saying, so I don't good. Think that you know what that is.
No, I don't know where revenge porn is, but like...
No, really, I don't think you're allowed to say... Stop saying... I don't think you're allowed to say that on YouTube. Like,
you can say revenge porn.
No, I don't think you're allowed to... I think they demonetize you.
That's not true.
Yeah, because like on...
Went to an adult...
I know on TikTok they say corn as a substitute for... That because it doesn't allow. Yeah. Hilarious. So I just look.
Okay, sorry. What I meant to say was violent revenge flicks.
There you go.
My new revenge. Oh, revenge my gosh. action revenge.
You took this down an alley that I did not want to go into.
sorry.
Yeah, let's put the reins back to Jordan's hands for a little bit.
Anyways, John Wick. That's why I got it on Blu-ray. But as a result, I'm sitting there and I'm like. Final Fantasy. Is it worth the dive in? I don't know.
Rebirth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would suggest playing Remake first.
That is so great. He maintains a level of condescension whenever, but, like, there's a specific level that he's at.
Okay, if you want to play Final Fantasy Rebirth, I would suggest playing Final Fantasy Remake first, since Rebirth is the part two to Remake.
Oh, I didn't realize, because I'm looking at it. That's
so.
Okay. I was watching gameplay of it.
Final Fantasy Remake doesn't go through the whole game. It ends at a certain point. I won't tell you. Well, I mean, I could. It's been long enough. But it ends at a certain point. There's still a lot of game beyond that. Rebirth continues where it left off.
Okay.
Well, I just learned this episode a lot more about David than I ever wanted to learn about.
Action Revenge. There we go.
Action.
It's the same as porn. Revenge porn, right?
Stop saying it.
Really, I don't think you're allowed to. You have to look it up. I don't think you're. I know TikTok you're not allowed to.
We just hit like, yeah, now we're going to get.
It's worse than watching Godzilla.
Yeah.
Not revenge porn.
Shut up.
Anyways, Final Fantasy, very excited for that. Now, we all jumped into some. We did some more deep dives and some of the coolest boss fights we've ever been in with Remnant 2 this last week. How cool is that game?
That game Remnant? Is actually Should I that pull game. That up? Yeah, Remnant 2 is actually really cool. And we did play. There was a very unique boss fight that we did with basically dice.
Dice.
They rolled the dice on us.
Yeah, it was cool.
No, it was that game is. Probably my surprise game. I remember when it came out, a lot of people were excited.
A lot of people liked it. A lot of people loved
it. I've never played the first one. I only played this one because David said, hey, it's on Game Pass. Let's download it. And it's fun. It's really good. And their boss fights are cool.
They're so fun.
The rolling the dice boss fight was a lot of fun. And it was really unique.
Well, not only rolling the dice, but remember the anus fight? Literally.
Yeah, no, that was a real fight. Yeah.
It was a real fight.
I think Mark is actually the one that made the call out.
Mark is the one that called that one out. Like, shoot it in the anus.
And
there's three lanes.
Oh, yeah, you need to jump back and forth.
And you got to jump back and forth because he blows up the lane. It's so cool. Such a good game.
And the only time you get good damage is when it flies above and it looks like the big anus is floating above
your
head.
Yeah, you shoot it.
Yeah, you crit. People that's played that fight know exactly what we're talking about.
Like, oh, yeah, that fight. Yeah, I remember that guy.
That was a cool mechanic. We had to figure it out. The cube mechanic in the labyrinth.
Yeah, rolling the dice.
Super interesting. Super cool game.
Yeah, you got to basically these big blocks are rolling towards you. You got to shoot them. And when you shoot them, it blows a hole so that
you can stand then go under block,
it and it falls on you. Oh, it's so good. A lot of fun. Again, don't care about the story here at all. This is like Expendables.
Yeah, we actually skipped through a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm sure the story, shout out to the devs, I'm sure the story is fantastic, but your gameplay is amazing.
Yeah, your gameplay is on point.
To the point that I don't need the story at all. Just get me in the action.
I just need you to point me in a direction, and I just send the bullets down
there. I mean that in a great way. With Expendables, I don't care about the story, I just want to see the action, because it's so good. That's exactly what this is.
If you have Game Pass, this is definitely worth it. Well, if you have Game Pass and a couple friends...
By yourself, it would be fun, but it's really fun.
Everything is more fun with friends, right? It's just, most things are more fun with friends.
Yeah.
But it's really good. I enjoy it.
Hey, just so you know, David, I think I am going to have to manually remove every time you said that word.
Yeah, take it super seriously.
Just demonetize it, the video?
I don't know, but in my first initial three articles that I read, it's a no-no.
Yeah, so like a big one.
I'm going to do... What sound effect should I put over the top of it? Like a...
Exclusive.
I was thinking more like a laser blast or something.
No, the exclusive will be a good one, yeah.
Explosive.
Revenge exclusive.
I'm going to have to manually do that.
Do a duck quack.
Quack. Okay, I could do a quack. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
wait, why?
I don't know.
Why can't you say that?
We could probably go into the theory behind it, but I do not know. I think it's because YouTube is for general audiences.
So they're just like staying as far away from it as they
probably.
So what's funny is you can.
I'm sure you can say it. You just then like it's not safe for all audiences. So then it demonetizes the video, so you can't earn.
I gotta look into Spotify.
You know what it is? It's for ad revenue. You can't earn ad revenue on it.
YouTube does not want to get ad revenue.
Like they throw ads on you know channels and videos that aren't.
Funny enough, exclusive ads sometimes, depending on what videos you're. You know.
Well, that's good to know, David. Going forward, you're gonna force a lot of work onto me editing these videos.
Yeah,
later.
You're supposed to say corn is what they say on TikTok to get around.
How did
it.
You know that, Jordan? By the way,
I don't know. I know things.
I like the rare achievement sound. That's a good one to use.
Clown horns.
Do you think I'll need to do that for the Spotify release?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's only for ads, and we don't make money off our ads. Right. That's why we have memberships.
For those listening, the Spotify has the unreleased,
the director's cut,
the
unrated version.
I apologize, everybody. I misspoke.
You didn't just misspoke. Well, you misspoke like 10 times, and you were saying
when
the
I told
wrong
you
phrase.
Weren't allowed to say it.
The wrong phrase.
You tell me a lot of things, though, Joy.
Yeah, corn is what you say.
No, I like clown horn.
Clown horn. Okay, you know what? I'll just hop on like AI elements and just have you change. I'll make you say something really weird.
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I didn't mean to derail the Remnant conversation.
Yeah, it's a good game. So good. Minus this part.
It's better than corn.
That was good, Jordan. Yeah, that's true.
We did get a super chat from MF Great. I have to read out.
No, you can't.
He says my favorite movie genre, clown horn. But he actually said it. Yeah. MF Great, thank you very much for the super chat. Appreciate it.
Oh man.
Well, yeah, see, funny. Silence understands me.
Well, no. So Silence says I get it. I'm 41 and I'm too old to care what pisses people off. This is not about pissing people off. This is about like making sure our content is released to people.
Also, we have our settings, our monetization off on these anyways.
I do it for the live stream. I turn them on later because the live stream, and if we put it on the live stream,
yeah, I don't think like ads. You could.
Can I play with that?
For some reason, I feel like that particular
ad right here.
Don't insert. No,
everyone, I'm going to insert an ad right here.
I'm just kidding. I didn't.
Don't do that on live. That's why I hate Twitch.
The main
reason I hate Twitch is because I'm watching live content.
Yes.
And then something's awesome about to happen, and then I have 5 minutes of stupid commercials.
Here's the best. I went and watched some old Vigor friends on Twitch this week.
Yeah.
And they were showing me stuff. They're like, hey, we got these new t-shirts. Check it out, X1. How you doing? Like, and then they were standing up to show it me. Cut to ads. Come back. Done show. I have no idea what that. You can't rewind. At least on YouTube, you can rewind.
Yeah. That's.
I have no idea. No idea.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You know what they should do? Do what baseball does.
Add a shot clock?
No. MLB, where show the ad and you can mute them, but keep them live on screen at the same time.
They have started to do that. But there's different kinds of ads. So they have like their screen goes up a little bit and then the ad appears on the bottom.
Genius.
So, yeah.
That's the soccer ad.
When isn't the streamer incentivized heavily for ads?
Streamers at this point have no control. They just don't have any control. So they do that, but they also do the hard cut ads that just come over the top.
I can't rewind. And so I completely missed it. And I was like, oh my goodness. At least on YouTube, you can rewind.
Well, wasn't like football made for ads? Because like how it's designed, like the game itself.
I don't know that it was made for ads because it was invented before ads, but it definitely compliment because you got forecourt. You have timeout. Well, I don't know though.
Every single thing about it is take a step and think about what we're doing.
If you've ever been to
this point, let's take a break.
Yeah, but if you've ever been to a football game, there's a like at the stadium, there's a guy that comes out in a special vest and he like holds up a sign. It's the TV timeout guy, right? Everyone hates that guy.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, no one likes that.
They've sped it up every sport. Every sports.
I don't know.
Every professional sports have sped up their games and are trying to speed up their games. Major League Baseball has done it the best by far.
But football, when the ads roll, you never miss anything in the actual game because of how the game is made.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yep. Whereas everything else, I just think football because of how they do their downs, how they even have four quarters, like they even have the 2 minute warnings. They have everything is about ads. That game is meant to make money.
Yeah, and it does.
And it does.
Yeah. And what helps it make money is the viewership. Holy crap! Have you ever seen a chart of the highest ratings in like the last decade? And it'll show you, it's always sports that has the highest ratings. And it'll show you the sport by like, they'll put like a picture of the ball there. When the Olympics comes around, it's sometimes the Olympics will win one month, but it's just footballs decade after decade after decade.
Wow.
They're always the highest rated, breaking records. NBA has gotten in there sometimes. MLB has gotten in there, you know, sometimes, but it's dominating.
Well, and there's dominating. What, a max of what, like 16, 17 games?
Yeah, they do it right. Baseball has more games.
Baseball has way more games.
And so makes, does basketball. And basketball, so does basketball. Basketball has so many games, they put a tournament in the middle of the season.
Yeah, that tournament's stupid.
Yeah, like,
who cares about that tournament?
I don't even think the players care.
But football, like, every game matters as a result. Like, it's just well done. Plus, it's a game of violence.
Yeah.
Violence, clown horn.
Big
clown horn. Violent clown horn.
Violent clown horn genres.
Big
revenge.
Strong, sweaty men hitting each other.
And the hits get harder and harder if you're mean. They get mad and they take it out on you.
Yeah, they do.
Where do we go from there?
I don't know. That might do us for the night. Did anybody have anything?
If so, has it already been that long?
I watched the Halo TV show.
No, we still got.
Oh, time. That's right, Jordan. Save it for the show. Everybody, if you've not watched the Halo TV show, you might want to step away for 5 minutes while.
Yeah, because there's going to be heavy spoilers.
Unadulterated opinion. You can spoil it for me because I'm probably not going to watch it.
I will turn on the elevator music, just so like when people listening, you know, you remember if you hear elevator music. We're still talking spoilers.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got to find where the...
So, it's better than season one, but it's still not great.
Where's my elevator music?
Why?
Well, okay, so... I think they do it on purpose, because I don't think you can go from one end of the spectrum to the other that quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, as in, good idea, terrible idea.
Sure.
So I think they do it on purpose.
Do you think so?
I think they're sitting there and they're like, okay, we actually had a really cool training montage. They were running through, I think it was like they filmed it in Iceland or something. And they're like, they're in their armor, they're rock climbing. It looks kind of cheesy with the, you know, CGI. I think they probably could have done a little bit better there. But it's like, okay, now someone think of a terrible idea we can throw in there.
Okay. What's the terrible idea?
Maki's alive. And you're like, what? Why she got shot? Maki's the alien lady Master Chief had sex with in season one.
Bringing back,
so she died.
The love interest.
Now, to be fair, if I remember, she was shot with a pistol. And maybe I need to refresh my Halo lore. But don't those pistols have like 50 caliber rounds in them? Like, you're not getting up from that.
Wait, where was she shot?
I can't remember. It's in her body. I don't. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're not getting up from that.
She is a daughter of aliens, or adopted.
No, she's not.
So maybe she have came from technology that fixes her.
She came from that trash planet where the guys just... It's a planet about throwing trash on the ground and beating children. Like, that's literally all that planet existed for. Great, great imagination.
So, but...
No, okay, so season two. So, So the episode I just watched was Reach, right? The episodes leading up to that. It's, you know, the season two is about the fall of Reach. Sure. And to be honest, at this point, it deserves to fall.
But why?
So, okay. Well, like I just told you, right? Like.
They're not sticking true to the story? Well, okay. Lore, no, the story?
Well, no, they never were. So, what didn't you like about season one? Quan and the alien Maki is her name. Like, can we all just admit the Quan storyline, boring?
Yep.
Maki being Master Chief's first time, dumb idea. Right? All that's back. Like I said, they do this cool little training montage where the CGI does look a little weird, but they do this cool training montage with them running in the armor, and you're like, all right, man, yeah, we're beating Spartans now. Mm. We're all in the armor. We're not, you know, taking off our helmets because we're under a waterfall. We're just training. This is cool. And then Maki's alive again. You're like, oh, geez, here we go again. And then all of a sudden, and then Quan shows up. And so I think it's like 5 months from season one to season two, or like 6 months or something like that. Yeah. Quan is like John Wick now. She has like insane
abilities.
Fisticuffs. Yeah, and it's like, whoa.
And
okay, that can happen in 6 months, I guess. You know,
clown
cool.
Horn?
Yeah, yeah. It was just, it's like I feel, and when we get to the Reach episode, this is when it'll you'll know. Like, I feel like they're in the writing room, and yeah. they're like, "All right, Steve, great idea. Love this sequence. Anybody got any terrible ideas just to balance out the episode?"
Janice.
Like, I honestly, there's no way you can go and the Reach episode. Okay,
Janice in the back of the room then raises
there's
her
this,
hand.
Okay, there's this episode. There's I think it's episode 2. So Chief loses Cortana, right? You know, in the sure. events of the first season. So what does he do? The only logical conclusion is
he gets laid.
Yeah, kind of. He goes to this. It's like from Blade Runner. Okay. He goes to this. Actually, I think it is from Blade Runner. He goes to this bar where you can create your own AI and like talk to them and have a relationship with them. And it's and he makes Cortana, and it's like, this is weird. Like, I think it works in Blade Runner because you're like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, Blade Runner is like a futuristic dystopian.
Well, so is the Halo, but it doesn't work with Matt. It's just...
Yeah, but...
I don't know.
You could have it happen, like, I could see a grunt doing that, some random grunt that we're following.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
What they should have done. It sounds like that's what they should have done. Because had you done a story around Master Chief, and he comes in and saves the day every once in a while, and it's just super cool. Like, you could do whatever you want with that. Instead, they chose to make Master Chief the main character, and you're stuck because you can't do whatever you want with that. Like, yeah. you just can't.
There is a couple things they do. I'll say my conclusion at the end. So there's they introduce elites, they introduced elites in the first season, but there's this cool scene where like the elites are scary and they have their energy swords and they're it's like that classic idea of you can't see the enemy, but they're pulling all the good guys, you know what I mean? So they have that like with Chief and Marines, and then they fight off the elites and stuff like that, and it's actually a really cool scene. You're like, oh, okay, this is cool, you know, and the elites do kind of do this weird thing, but I guess where they like let Chief live when they don't have to, and supposedly it's because like, oh man, there's no honor in this. Anyway, it's weird again. Yeah. But the fight was cool, you know. They are doing cool things, like they're going to sword base. And it's like, okay, you're not just making up stupid names. You're actually using stuff, you know, Winter Contingency. Anyway, they're actually using names from Halo now, and it's like, okay, at least we got that. They do the same scene all over again at sword base where it's dark, you don't see anything, everybody's being pulled, and it's just one of those things like you can't do that twice. Like, and when that happened, I thought to myself, you know what, I would like Quentin Tarantino to make this show. It wouldn't be anything like Halo, but at least it wouldn't be bad. But like Quentin Tarantino would awesome. would not use the same scene twice, you know what
at
I mean
it
it's
would
just
be
like
awesome.
It's like, man.
Yeah. What about Gringo? Because I think that this is, he says, I have the same gripes with it. However, my wife is really enjoying it. So then the point is there, if you don't know the story, you probably are enjoying it.
Well, to be honest, I mean, there may be some, maybe. Personally, if I didn't know the story, I think I would still think this one's a little odd. Because they just... Yeah,
but
maybe you're right.
I think
it's
possible for you to be objective on that because you know it so well.
Well, because I know that there's something better.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know, well, let's get to Reach. This is the episode that really, because it was a cool episode, kind of. And this is where I was like, they've got to be doing this on purpose. So they do this thing in this episode. Oh, it's basically like 1917, like where they use one camera shot, and you're like, cool. Oh, okay, that's kind of it's cool. You know, it's obviously not one, but it's the illusion of one.
Yeah, it's cool.
For a lot of the parts, there's cool fighting. The Covenant are coming. You can see the city exploding, and Chief, of course, because he's at some dinner party or whatever, doesn't have his armor, right? Because, you know,
why?
Well, because he's.
No, why would he need his armor in this show?
Good point. So this is where it's funny. So the Covenant start attacking, and he's like, oh, sarcastic, shoot, sarcastic. You know, and he's like, oh, let's get back. They get back. There's some cool fight scenes in the street with people trying to defend, but they get back to the home base, essentially. Right. And apparently someone drove off with their armor. So now for the defense of Reach, the Spartans have no Spartan armor.
Ah, yes.
Like, who?
I see your gripes.
Who
your gripes.
it was, and well, and then, okay, one more thing, and this is a big spoiler.
Okay, last one, because I think this we've been on spoiler music for a while.
Yeah, it's just they're escaping, they're evacuating civilians, right? And there's a bunch of Marines on the Pelican or whatever dropship, whatever you want to, and then, you know, Captain Keyes or Admiral Keyes at this point is on the dropship. Very important character to the story. For some reason, someone forgot to take the gas hose out. So they're like, oh, shoot, we can't leave. The gas hose is still connected. Someone's got to go out there and unconnect it so we can leave. And you would think, like, okay, one of the Marines is going to step up and do it. And you're like, okay. But then Captain or Admiral Keyes is like, oh, I'll go do it. And they're like, well, you're going to die if you go do it. And he's like, oh, no, it's cool. I'll do it. And I'm sitting here like, you are, like, incredibly important to the story, especially when it comes to, like, Halo. Like, when you find, is it Alpha Halo, the very first one they find? Halo? Like, you are incredibly important to that.
Sure.
Probably not a good idea to kill you off right now,
do
right?
Do they kill, like, him off?
Oh, he's dead.
Are you sure he's dead?
Well, no. I mean, you can apparently get shot by 50 Magnum and come back to life. So, maybe. I mean, through the power of bad writing, he can come back. So I think,
Wow. Okay,
it's like you couldn't, it's like, guys, yeah, like you, he is actually incredibly important when it comes to the first Halo ring.
And
the way he dies in the game, which would be by the flood. Yeah, like it's actually really, it is better than season one though. I'll give you that. I'll give him that. It is better than season one.
And we'll close on that for spoilers. Thank you, everybody. We are no longer spoilers.
There you go. Good job, Jordan.
Yeah, it's better than season one, but, you know.
It is what it is.
It has its issues.
And that does us, everybody, for this week.
MF great. If you didn't know that, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, sorry. but it's really good. Play the first game. It's
there are a lot of new members. New members that joined us tonight. We have a post show right after this. Stay in chat.
Members Lounge.
The Members Lounge. It'll redirect you right over to that.
Yeah. Put on your jacket.
Get ready
to join us in the lounge. The Members Lounge. We'll see you guys over there in approximately 5 minutes.
And that does us, right, David?
That does us for tonight. Outro. Yes. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for putting up with me and my nonsense.
I'm going to have to manually do that.
It's a good time. Love hanging out with you guys every single week. Appreciate it. Mr. McSpicy has a new video up on his channel.
Well, it's not posted.
It'll help the. By the time people hear this, it'll be posted.
Hey, keep it on the DL.
It'll help you. It'll help you. We'll see you guys later. Have a good one, everybody.